Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This was incredible. I love coming to St. Joe's because we have experiences like this all the time. And, free spirit and debate is something that we really cherish at St. Joe's, in the lunchroom, in the commons. And so getting a chance to see all the different candidates, hear different points of view, it's an incredible experience.
Now, you guys obviously prepped for quite a bit of time for this. How long did it take to prep for this?
So we had weekly meetings on Thursdays or Wednesdays, and that started at the very end of September. So we got into the school year knowing right away that we were going to have to be ready for this debate. And so, it was only just one meeting every Thursday, but we spent probably hours of work on our own researching the topics, even debating some of the topics ourselves, but really sort of getting to the real nuts and bolts of the topics and making sure that we were ready to ask the questions.
How do you feel it went?
I'm very impressed with both candidates. For the majority of the time, they stayed professional. And, there wasn't a lot of mudslinging. And, certainly in this day and age, it's very exciting to see candidates that really care about the issues and certainly delve into the quality of the issues instead of just the surface. And so we were all very impressed with both candidates' answers.
So will you be voting in the upcoming election?
I will not be voting. No, I am not. Unfortunately, I'm not old enough. I do plan. My birthday is December 4th, and so I plan on going to the Village of Kenmore Municipal Building and registering on that day. And I hope to be voting in the presidential primary. So that will be the earliest I'll be able to vote. If I were eligible, I would definitely go and vote. Yes.
So, any surprises out of this debate today that you picked
up? No surprises. Certainly all the students were up last night watching the debate beforehand, and we were very interested to see how Ms. Dixon would respond to her bullying comment. That was really the only surprise that we were interested in. Other than that, Mr. Lina always says that he's a well-oiled machine, and he's a bringer. And certainly we were expecting everything. We were prepared for everything. Just as in everything at St. Joe's, we take the time to prepare and be ready. So we were ready for everything.
Ian, historically, local elections have always had kind of a lower turnout, especially amongst young people. People just in general.
Yes, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
It's too easy to say that it's just pure apathy. I would say that it's more of just a disconnect. A lot of times, politicians go to where the fish are, and unfortunately, our young people don't vote. And I think that's usually because politicians don't ever go to them, so the voters that age never go to the politicians. So I really appreciate events like this that we have at St. Joe's, where we get to bring the politicians to the students, and they get to lay out their case, and then the students get to decide, well, now I have these two views, I'll go out and vote.
The game's changed a lot over the years. There used to be a time that people would get their news from maybe one or two sources, but now there's so many things out there. As a young person, where do you get your news from, and where do you get your sources to get information about politicians? Mm-hmm.
So myself, I'm very politically inclined. I'm a little bit of a nerd. I spend most of my free time watching the news, and certainly my classmates in AP Gov will also claim that they spend most of the time watching the news. I would say that I get most of my news from the internet, online. Sort of for young people my age, especially, watching the news on TV has sort of died out. And so for us, yeah, I know, sorry, Ben News, but for us, the internet and sort of the growth of those blogs are certainly more of how we get our information now. I would say that definitely one downside to that, it is more one-sided, which, has more, is sort of constraining on how we can see certain issues. But I'm hopeful that with events like this, our perspective is broader and we have more information when we're going to the polls soon.
And so what do you guys do with this information that you gleaned today? Are you going to be quizzed on what happened today?
No, we won't be quizzed. Certainly these will, the topics discussed will form our discussions in class in the coming weeks and months. But even deeper than that, I would say the experience that we have here at St. Joe's, especially debates like these, will help sort of form our opinions and help make our opinions more professional and more concise.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.